Questions emerging in the Democratic Party. Who is the voice of the Democratic Party? Is it House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, or is it one of the new freshman lawmakers, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, even Ilhan Omar? Joining us right now, ABC News political analyst Steve Roberts. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. Of course, the answer is all of the above,
yeah.
Paul. And that's both a strength and a weakness of the Democratic Party. It's a far more diverse party than the Republicans, which is largely a party of older white men. And so it's far easier for them to be unified, and it's far easier to be unified when you're the opposition party in the House of Representatives. When you run the place, it's much more difficult. And it's a strength of the party that they've elected so many women. It's a strength of the party that they... Ilhan Omar is one of two Muslim women, first Muslim women ever to be elected. You have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, this dynamic 29-year-old, the youngest woman ever elected to the House. But when you have so much diversity, that strength can occasionally show splinters and fragments, and that's what's been happening.
Is this a source of frustration for traditional party leaders, the fact that there are so many different diverse voices within one party?
Well, again, it's a plus and a minus. The big plus is that's why the Democrats won back the majority, because they were able to win seats in places they hadn't won before. It's a big strength. The problem is that, it's also a strength that these people have their own constituencies, their own voices, their own fundraising networks, and most of all, their own social media following. When I covered Congress for many, many years for the New York Times, and freshmen were seen but seldom heard. Now, of course, everybody has their own social media platforms, whether it's Twitter, Instagram, and they have the ability to inject their voices into the national debate, which is a big plus, but it also means it's much harder to have unity, because everybody has a voice now.
Of course, we're seeing in the polling, I believe it was in Iowa over the weekend, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, they're doing very well. And those are, you could argue, maybe more traditional Democratic politicians.
Up to a point. Bernie Sanders is a socialist.
True.
You know, he's not really a traditional Democratic
True.
Politician.
True.
Joe Biden certainly is. But the big problem they both have is they're well over 75 years old. And the history of this party, I looked at this, Paul, and Democrats have elected four people president since World War II who were not already president. So eliminate Harry Truman and Lyndon Johnson. So you have Kennedy, Carter, Clinton, and Obama. Their average age on the day they were elected president was 47 years old. So you know, it's not impossible. Donald Trump was 70 when he was elected, but age is holding them back. But, the other real, again, this sort of cuts two ways for the Democrats. The diversity means that they can appeal to a broad range of constituents, but the real fear for Democrats is that some of these younger members are handing Donald Trump ammunition. You start using the word socialist too often, you have to know that is going to be thrown back in your teeth in states like Michigan and Wisconsin, where you're going to be right there at ground zero, Paul. Michigan's going to be one of the most hotly contested states in the next election. And I promise you, every Republican ad is going to use the word socialist as often as they possibly can.
Oh, without a doubt. This is going to be a fascinating primary season, and certainly a fascinating general election next year. We will keep watching, and we'll keep turning to you for analysis, Steve. We always appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Anytime, Paul. Sure.
Take care. Bye now.